This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
With Anastasia and Warren, Joy 94.9.
Good morning, Anastasia.
It's so beautiful outside, Warren.
It's really mild,
yeah,
isn't it?
I had
22.
A big puffy jacket on. I had to take it off straight away.
Because you're getting
nice
hot and sweaty.
Yeah.
Did you have a good weekend?
Yes, I did.
Yeah,
not
me
much,
too.
Didn't get up to too much. Had a couple of drinks with my cousin at the salon.
Yeah.
She really wanted to wax my mo, but I wouldn't let her.
Didn't she wax anything?
No, she didn't wax anything. I didn't let her touch me. What about you?
I had a good weekend. I did my cleansing weekend.
Oh, great. So you can talk us through that.
So my house is empty. I'm feeling very clean. I haven't saged it, but I'll do that this week.
Because you've got to get rid of all that bad energy.
Yeah, but last time I did that, the place stank. It stank for about 6 days, I reckon. It smelled like burnt barbecue.
But it's the only way to cleanse and get rid of any energy that shouldn't have been there.
All right, I'll
and
do
we
it.
We both know that you've had bad energy.
Bad energy, there's still a bit there. So, all right, I'll do that today. Anastasia, I'm getting a bit worried.
Why?
Because I've started talking to myself.
You've only just started.
I noticed it yesterday. I had to get out in my garden. It was just horrible.
So what, you were having a chat to yourself?
I was just talking, and well, Fuzzy was there. I was chatting to him, and next thing I know, someone's standing outside the fence because their dog is standing there having a wee, and they could probably hear me, and I thought, oh my goodness.
They probably thought you were just talking to Fuzzy, though, so that's okay.
Maybe they did.
I do it all the time. I can't even remember a time that I haven't spoken to myself, especially when I'm angry. I'll talk in the mirror. Like, if I'm really angry with someone, I'll be going off in the mirror. I do it in the car all the time. If I'm walking down the street, I'm talking to myself.
Do you ever throw things at the mirror when you're angry?
No. Yeah. I tune in to whatever I'm saying.
Well, apparently it's not so bad because there's some studies that have explored it, and they've found that talking to yourself can actually boost your ability to process information.
There you go.
And think more quickly and efficiency.
Genius.
It's not doing it with me, though, and also help your long-term memory.
There you go.
And they also found that talking to yourself helps declutter the mind but also helps validate important decisions.
Well, there you go.
So maybe it is a good thing to do, but I just got really paranoid. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
I'm just doing it.
It's very healthy, darling.
Anastasia, I ripped my calf last week.
Oh, did you? How did you do that?
I did it at the gym. I was pushing this sled thing, which
I
absolutely
hate.
You've
got some new trainer.
Yeah, he's very good.
Yes.
But he stacked it up with so much weight and I was pushing it and it was like a rubber band went thong.
Oh, no.
On my right calf.
So you in pain?
Yeah, I'm in a bit of pain, but starting to heal.
Do I look like a doctor to you?
You look like a doctor, but I noticed I was walking really slowly.
Like we're doing breakfast radio. You are not in the doctor's room.
But I'm in pain.
Oh, really?
I need a massage on it.
Yep.
And I was limping and I noticed I was walking really slow. Even Fuzzy was getting pissed off with me.
Yeah, I don't blame
him.
Because I was
walking so slowly. But you started walking more because you know how you said you were going
I did say that, didn't I?
Have you?
I did it, I think, twice. But, hey, look, I love a walk, but I annoy people if I go walking with them because I love a chat, right?
Right.
So it ends up being a stroll.
But that's okay. I'd love that at the moment. You can come with me.
I love a stroll, so we can go for walks together. But it pisses off my mates because they're like, can you pick up your pace? Because they're usually taller than me and they've got bit longer legs. But I don't see the point of walking really fast if I'm having a conversation. But when I'm walking on my own, absolutely, I'm power walking.
So that's what I normally do too. So it was really fast. But apparently there's a new study that links faster pace walking to higher levels of extroversion.
Right.
So, but you reckon you're an introvert, but apparently the faster you walk, the more extrovert you are.
It depends why you're walking. If you're thinking about, I need to burn some calories, sure.
Well, the study also showed that a lower pace is linked to poorer mental health and physical health.
Yeah, so when we're strolling
so
together.
So when we're strolling together, it's going down the gurgler, darling.
Yeah.
You're going to be really unfit. So anyway, I need a massage. Come over here and give me one, please. Last week we spoke about the new phone that's been released.
Yes.
And it's got that facial recognition software. So you just, the way you unlock it, you look at it.
Yep. And bang.
You look at it and
what happened to just using your finger?
Well,
I use my finger to do it. Now it's my face.
You just use your face. So you just look at it. And I saw a couple of things on the weekend about what happens then if someone, you know, jumps on you or something and holds your phone in front of your face, will it automatically unlock for them, you know what I mean? Like, there's no longer a code required, so I could effectively...
That's a good idea. I might do that to you later.
Well, I could grab your phone, hold it in front of your face, and it would unlock.
Of course.
How's that?
Yeah.
So anyway, there's this whole industry that's starting to come up, and people are now selling balaclavas that you wear in bed at night that's almost just like a stocking that goes over your whole head.
It's a bit kinky, I love it.
So that in case someone breaks into your house in the middle of the night.
That is brilliant.
They don't hold the phone in front of your face while you're sleeping and then it completely unlocks.
That's hysterical.
So we're all going to be sleeping with stockings over
our head. I don't mind that. I've got a fetish for stockings.
I've had masks on in bed before.
Have you?
Something different though.
Hey, I just want to interrupt you for a minute before you go on. I'm just reading an article here. The heading of the article is called A Healing Environment, and then the subheading is Deep in the Bush.
What's it about?
It's about power of nature. It's okay.
A healing environment deep in the bush.
A healing environment deep in the bush.
And
I would tend to agree.
I want to talk about Facebook.
Yes.
If you know, it's a lot
your
of
favourite subject.
My favourite subject. I'm sort of not sure what I think about it. But you know how the moment people are posting just one word or three words or a sentence and with a big coloured background.
Yes. Yeah, I don't know how to use that, nor do I want to learn.
No.
What is it?
But I'm finding it a little bit irritating.
Are you? Some you don't like colour.
So, I like colour. Sometimes there's some nice profound statements, but sometimes it's just a load of, you know,
crap.
Just something crap.
You can say it. Crapola!
And they keep doing it. They keep doing it. And I think, well, I don't want to unfollow them because I'll forget to follow them down the track. I don't unfriend them.
Yep.
But guess what?
You've unfriended heaps of people this year.
Yeah, well, so have you. So have you. We'll make people paranoid. They'll be cheating.
I don't only unfriend. I block-a-rama.
You block. You've been going block,
I've
block.
I've been going hardcore.
You haven't blocked me yet, thank goodness. But there might be a potential solution coming through the pipeline.
Talk us through it.
It's reportedly Facebook are testing a snooze button.
Oh, my God.
Yep, that's right. They're rumoured to be testing it.
So it wakes you up when you fall asleep.
No, it doesn't wake you up 7 minutes later. Apparently, it's going to allow you to temporarily snooze or mute a Facebook friend, a page, or a group for either 24 hours, 1 week, or 30 days.
Wow.
So if someone's irritating you, you can hit this snooze button and then select the time you want to snooze
them for. I actually really like that because, you know, you can change the way you feel about people, can't you? Like,
yeah.
I know people have really annoyed me and then I like them again.
So, and you might just need a little bit of a break for a while. So what a fantastic feature. So let's hope it passed the tests and comes out.
Good.
And then you can snooze me, Anastasia.
What were you like at school?
I was all right.
So you were a bit of a nerd alert?
I was a bit of a nerd alert.
Did you ever
probably
cheat?
Probably a big nerd alert.
Yeah, were you good in all your subjects?
Not all of them, but I made
which ones weren't you good at?
I wasn't good in the, I was good in the maths and science.
Right.
And engineering subjects. I
but
was
you were
hopeless
good in English and economics.
No,
stuff.
English was okay, but all those, the arts and that, I was useless.
So did you ever cheat? Did you ever cheat to get better grades or?
You know what? I did.
Really?
Yes.
I'm really shocked that
you did. Yeah, you know when I would, and I always justified it because I always thought that just learning, memorising stuff was a waste of time.
Yes.
I thought understanding how to do it was really good and how to apply it, but just memorising lists of things.
Yes.
So I would always up my jumper. I'd write little sentences. I'd make codes up.
Oh, wow.
For things, and then I'd write them down. And so if you read it, you think it means absolutely nothing. It could be, you know, Anastasia goes walking in the long grass on a lovely
just
day.
Tattoos on
but it's actually meaning, and I used to be a code for something and it would mean I could remember a list of things.
That's
so
very, very clever.
I'd always do it, yeah.
I just used to sit next to the smartest girl in the classroom.
Actually, that's probably an easier idea too. Much more efficient.
Oh, seriously, like that's what I do. And they'd always let me cheat because I was always really manipulative and really nice about it.
Were you praised for being smart?
I'd always push their arms away out of the way and give me the answers by the end of it. What's that, sorry?
Did you ever get into trouble for it?
All the time, yes.
Were you praised for being smart?
No, never. Only in Greek school. Not in
Greek
school.
Did you cheat in Greek school?
No, never. Never had the need for it.
That's really interesting because the new research has come out of Toronto and saying kids who are praised for being smart are more likely to be dishonest and cheat.
Wow, there you go.
Yeah, because the pressure's on them to maintain their positive image.
Right, okay.
So it didn't work with us. We both cheated.
Exactly.
Praise for being smart.
You let me. Move your hand. Let me look at it. Hey, now listen, have you gotten your postal vote yet?
No, I haven't got it yet.
Envelope? I haven't got one either.
Maybe our area must be this week, because I think this week, it was over 2 weeks I was posting that day, so we should get it this week. Hey, I on Friday I took my dog Fuzzy for a wash.
Oh, did you?
To the car wash? No, I didn't put him through the car wash with a pair of goggles on and a mask, a snorkel. I took him there, and everything was really good. We were in such a good mood, and he had a nice wash, and he was feeling fresh. And I was giving him a treat, and I paid, and the man.
Sorry, I just imagined him all dressed up like you two are on a date.
Yeah, we're on a date together. We're having lunch. I was spoiling him. He's been a bit neglected. I was giving him, you know, some tender care.
Did you pash him?
No. didn't do any of that. But the, and then when I was paying, the guy said, "Oh, I'm really grumpy." Oh, okay. And he said, "I'm going to vote no in the postal survey."
Right.
And I, so I thought, "Oh, okay." So I came straight out and I said, "Well, look, you know, I'm gay, and I'd really like to know why you think I shouldn't get married." And he couldn't give me an answer. He said, "Well, I'm just sick of being spoken to and told what to do by minority groups." So I tried to reason with him, and
sure,
he was just getting irate.
He's entitled to his own opinion.
He is entitled to his own opinion, but he was getting so irate and so worked up about
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
There was no way of
reasoning with him.
And I thought, "Oh my goodness, I've been going here for so long."
Yeah.
And I just felt completely invalidated
of course
by him.
You
and did. I left there, and he turned a really nice experience with my puppy
into
dog
a crap.
Into a really crap experience. And then
did he have any reasoning behind it at all?
Like, no logical reason. No. There was no.
How was his response to when you said, "Well, I'm gay"? Was he quite surprised by that?
No, he just kept going. He just kept going in a loud voice. And I just thought to myself, you know, this is one of the frustrations.
I thought the bow in your hair wouldn't have been the bow.
I had the bow in my hair. Fuzzy had the bow in his hair. We were both looking really pretty and blow dried. And my hair was. I looked like Leo Sayer. Yeah. It was so puffy.
And he had the audacity to make you feel like crap about your sexuality.
That's right.
Well, guess what? Let's boycott him.
And I was really frustrated because I thought to myself, there is a frustration. You try and tell people logically.
Yeah, sure.
And some of the no voters, just it's just illogical.
Yeah.
And it's really
well, if I was you, I wouldn't be going back there for a blowaway.
Well, I'm not. Sure. I'm going to take him to the hairdresser next time. Now, you go to the gym.
Yes.
And there's some attractive people there.
You haven't been for a while,
have you?
Even though I signed up a month ago.
You're going to go this week?
Today.
Fantastic.
Today's the day, darling.
Today's the day. I've got a new trainer. He's fantastic.
Has he?
Yeah,
great. Yeah, you keep talking about his bits, though.
He's very good looking.
Yes.
Very good looking guy. But, you know, there are good looking people at the gym. Let's face it. And we all...
Hello!
We all perv.
Yeah.
I do.
I used to go to a gym in Sydney in Potts Point, right? Not kidding. I was the ugliest person there. I'm not kidding. I was butt ugly in comparison.
You're not
Everyone
ugly.
Looked like they came out of a TV set. Like, it was hysterical. Makeup was dripping off their faces. You know what I mean? Everyone was pouting.
Did they actually...
I'm like, oh, my God, I'm in heaven.
Did they exercise?
No, they did exercise. They'd be on the treadmill.
Sort of just walking.
No, but even all the guys, everyone was just really, really good looking. So, yes, you're right. They're everywhere, especially in Sydney.
You know, and you might, you might meet someone nice and, you
oh,
know,
yes.
and... catch up with them outside the gym or what have you. But something's happened in Germany to a guy, and I don't know why he's done it.
Mm.
And I can't work out why this has happened. But one thing you do not do, if you're a male, you do not put your penis inside the hole on the weights.
Oh, my God.
Because he has done it in Germany.
Maybe he thought his penis could lift the weights.
Maybe it was strength training, but it got stuck. It got stuck, and firefighters posted a picture showing the smashed weight. They had to smash it.
That's actually hilarious. Good on him for trying doing some. Because, I mean, a penis is it's a massive muscle, right? Isn't it just one little muscle?
Maybe that's what he was doing.
Hello?
He was trying to exercise it. He went for a too heavy weight by the sounds of it. So don't do that.
No. Now, listen, I was over the at my family's home on the weekend. I've noticed since I've reconnected with them, I've put on 5-6 kilos.
Really?
Have you noticed?
Because
I'm blowing up.
Because of food?
I'm blowing up, yeah. Because it's at the end of the day, I wasn't eating bread at all, right? Like, that was completely out of my diet. But it's virtually impossible to go over to my family's home without having the bread.
But doesn't your mum make your own
bread? She makes everything,
bread?
Right? Not all the time. She does make it on special occasions. But no, she goes and buys bread. But it's virtually impossible to not have bread on the dinner table. I can't stop eating it. But one thing that I've noticed, and it's always annoyed me about my father, is that when he's eating, he's just so consumed with his food. Nothing else matters. There could be a war going on, and he's there with his plate, and it's almost like he's making love to it. He's so happy. And I've realised the reason I get so irritated with him is because I'm exactly the same way.
So when you're eating your food, you're in the moment.
Yes.
So I reckon that's a good thing.
Yeah, but it's annoying. It's annoying when you're spending time with people and they want to have a chat and you're like, I'm making love to this bread roll right now. You know what I'm saying?
My dad's the same.
So do you have any habits that are almost like, that are similar like with your family?
Well, you
like,
just remind him because he does the same thing except he'll be drinking a drink and he have this habit of he'll put it up in front of his face and he'll turn it around and it irritates me.
Yeah. But he's do that though?
No, I don't do it.
Do you have anything that's a habit that's similar that really triggers you?
You know what I did pick up from my parents, and I noticed this more from my mum. She's very much a people pleaser.
Yes.
She likes to make sure that everyone's happy.
Yeah, that's...
And if there's a bit of tension, she'll go straight in to diffuse it.
Yeah.
And I noticed I always used to do that as well.
Oh, totally.
And then I pulled myself up and I thought, no, this is where I got it from, and now I'll just let them go like cats.
I'm the same, that whole people pleaser syndrome, and I know notice it with my parents and it does my head in, but it does my head in because I do it as well.
Anastasia.
Yes, darling.
Friend of mine, I catch up with quite a lot and she's lovely, but...
What's her name?
I'm not saying her name.
Why not?
Not saying her name.
It's family. We're all Joy family. You can tell us the name of your friend. Come on.
And she drinks a lot, which is, you know, there might be reasons, I don't know why, but I'm finding it's every time...
It's probably your company.
That's what it is. I need to look introspective.
She's probably thinking, mate, I'm going to have to get wasted to spend some time with this dude.
But she...
No, that's a joke. You know how much I love you.
And the problem is, though, I find once she has a few, she gets quite aggressive and it's almost... I don't know if she's...
Aggressive affectionately?
Affectionately.
Oh, okay, because I get like that. Yeah.
But I don't know, it's like she's almost, I don't know what she's trying to say, whether she's trying to come on or what, but
oh
she
my God.
Gets really close.
Hold on, let's unpack.
I know.
Do you feel like there's a bit of sexual energy
I'm not
there?
Sure.
Does she realise that you're gay?
Yeah, she does, and I don't
I
know if
that
it's...
bone would give it away in your hair, but no, really?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know if it's a challenge, I don't know what it is, but it gets to a point and it's...
Maybe I should meet her.
Maybe you should, actually, because it's now at a point where she has a couple and I think, I've got to get out of here now. I've got to get out before, because I can see the look starting in the eyes.
Oh my God, she starts getting like starry eyes.
Yeah.
Do you know what? You could do her a favour. Look, at the end of the day, this woman probably finds you a little bit attractive after she has a bit of Dutch courage.
Yeah, she has to drink to find me attractive.
Well, you know what I mean. Like, maybe she needs Dutch courage. Maybe do this woman a little bit of a favour. Sleep with her.
No.
She's a friend.
No.
I would if my friend found me attractive when she was drunk. No.
I'll introduce you to her. Hey, do you tell lies?
I lie all the time. You have to lie to get out of really awkward situations.
You do, don't you?
Of course you do.
I'm exactly the same.
Yeah. What do you lie about?
I lie... When I don't like it when people pry and they like to know, you know, what you're up to. And that's... I'll just go on to, oh, well, I do this and I'll just... this story, I'll completely forget what
do
I am.
You know what? I've just had an epiphany. I think we all lie every day of our lives. You know why? Because when someone asks us how we are, we automatically, default mode, say we're okay. Good, thanks. You know what? It's not always good thanks.
Why do we say good thanks?
Well, because if we say that we feel anything... Well,
they'll run away.
Exactly.
That's why.
Imagine I was honest about how I felt. People would be like running for miles because they'd have me there for hours going, and this happened, and that.
Me too at the moment. They'd be going, here he goes again.
But you do have to lie sometimes to get yourself out of very, very awkward situations.
Absolutely. Well, apparently there's some research saying
like
that, that people tell on average one or two lies every day.
Yeah, I reckon it's more than that, buddy. Yeah, go on.
And they also found that strangers meeting face-to-face are liable to tell three fibs within the first 10 minutes. The first 10 minutes.
I'm just trying to... I'm thinking about all the people that I speak to and I'm imagining that they're actually lying to me. Oh, my God, it's kind of funny, isn't it?
They're lying to you.
You lie all the time when you have a crap coffee. You'll say, thank you.
And that's it for us.
Another show under our belt,
another
darling.
Another show. Fantastic.
Hey, now listen, we're sitting on 379 likes on Facebook, Warren. Did you know that?
379.
379. You know what would make
one
me
more.
Day? Imagine we got to 380 by the end of the show. That would make me so, so happy. Now, all you need to do is lick us and like us. Type in Anastasia and Warren. Lick your computer screen as many times as you can and then like it. That's all you got to do. And you'll find me and Warren. You'll find videos on penises that are fish penises. You'll see dancing tacos. You'll also see this Lebanese goddess. She's one of the hottest women in Melbourne who's going to be our culinary expert that's going to be coming into the studio. You're going to get to know us intimately. So build our ego, make us feel better for who we are. And we can't wait to catch up with you on Thursday.
Get that extra like today. That's our goal.
Extra lick and like. I prefer a lick, but anyway.
Anastasia and Warren, Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.